Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. You got the wrong number. You got the wrong code. Every day it's a spiel with the Kol HaLoshon. You put in new codes, they say it's the wrong code. Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, Monday, Dalet Tammuz, 14th of June, Rav Moshe Halpin Shlita, being moitzi someone else with Birchas HaGoimel.
Morgen, every time I'm here in Sagresa, skiing Sagresa Kuvit, Mr. Alimleden, the Indian of Birchas HaGoimel, she did a Shalas that there is. I had a specific person, someone came to me, asked me a Shala, his Rebetzin, his Blabayas, had an operation, so it was a full anesthetic, and he learned in Alucha that the husband can, in the men's shield, make loud Abucha Hagoimu, the Nisach would be Shegemu Laich, not Shegemu Lani, and if she answers Umayn, then she's Yoitzu with the Birchas Hagoimu, whether it's okay. So I said it was Mamish before Laini, Chobas Ishtochitin, if that's what you, yeah, if you do so, afterwards Chobas Ishtochitin is Sedu Amukim Azoy Tzuzugin, or the Sedu Amukim, like everything in Jewish law and custom, is Amachloikis. Chitz Achdes Haboyle, Hamu Amuch Geet, from my Bezen Rosh HaKoyle, of Haskel Silver, the Chorin of Ruch, and the other Shvef, and the Mord Asaf, and Abduvit, so Zang Zint. So he once says that besides Achdes Haboyle, that's not the Ein Bashefer, besides that, everything is in Machloikes. So it's a fair, if anyone asks you, Shalek, and I visit on some Machloikes. The Gemurah Zucht in Bruches, Daphne in Dalet, Perik Huroya, Huroya Mukim Shanasi by Nisim Li Yisruel. There are places, the Mishnah Rechem Tos, etliche places, which Klal Yisruel had Nisim. Oy Mebunach Shrus and Nisim La Vesayni by Mukim Azeh. So the Gemurah is Medayik, that it looks like just for Nisim was in Geshein for Gams Klal Yisruel. But for privateness, someone had the privateness, Zachen Ishvei Dimurah, the Gemurah Nisim, the Rabbim of Ochinon, Anisid Yuchad Leim of Ochinon, it was an Amoyle who had twice a nest. Once in his way he counted the lion, and as Arosi came in Gansahait, which is a nest. Other time he was going somewhere in the desert, he didn't have water, and Sid Bashafin Gvon Anayon, and at Yogamach Tabrucha, Zukti Yemura, Anisid the Rabbim, a nest for Klal Yisrael, Kila Alma Mechayv Levericha. Everyone was part of the Klal Yisrael, the Yiddish nation, Machtabrucha. Anissa the Yuchid, and what I'm quoting now is the Nisach of the Rif and the Rosh and the Gemurah Shtayt and Shazoy. Ihi Ibrai Iba Brai Bu Ibricha. That means him and his descendants have to make a Brucha on that place. But someone was Hotnish Kan Shaykhus, although he might be a very good friend or whatever, Machish Kan Brucha. So on a private nest, the person himself and his descendants would make a Brucha. On a nest, in Gans Klal Yisrael, everyone makes a brucha. Just thinking of it, Lechoyle, it's the same Klal, because we're all descendants of Klal Yisrael. Our master can stein off listening Shein on Esfar of Klal Yisrael, and that person wouldn't be. It's the master as a Yisrael to Gemurah. Afterwards, Umet Bais, the Gemurah says, Umet Bido Merav, Dalet Zrich in the Hoydes. The four who have to make a brucha for Hagoimu. Maim Avulach, Rebida, and again the Nisuch of the Rif in the Rosh is, and it's very important, the Gavus and Zilma Zugavata, Hagoimai Lechayuvim Toivois. Lechayuvim Bepashas means someone who was Be'itza Mechia Misa, otherwise he wouldn't have gone through what he went through, whether it was an illness or by Soasirim. So he was a Chayev. And Ava Bekan Shumulani called Toiv that Rabbeinu Shalom saved him from the Chiyav Misa that he was supposed to have gone through. Zug de Gemur Oma Abaye, V'tzurech Loidia Kama Asura. He has to say this Brucha, Hagoyim Achim Toivos, in front of 10. Diksev Pusik, in which you say, El Shabbos and Hoidi in the Sassuad, Biromimi, Bekahal Om, as Bedank de Bashefer, Bekahal Om, and Kuhl, we know Menento is Kuhl either, for the Menaglim, it has to be 10. Now the main part, which is the Gaya Feins, is the next bit of Gemur. Rav Yida Chulash. He was not well. The Ispach has gesinnt geworden. All the Gabbai, Rav Chunem Bagdatur, Rav Chune of Baghdad, the Rabunon, and other friends, Talmidim of Rav Yida. Omerlai, when they saw him, they said, in Alushan Aramish, and Tfile, and Bruchas is Becholushan, Berich Rachmuna, yeah, which is Burech Hashem, the Yehovah Nehalon, that he restored you, gave you back to us, V'lo Yehovah Lafra, and didn't make you into earth, a mensch, as a vet nifter, eventually you get to earth. Umelehi, so Ravida says, wow, you said this Brucha, Patrason Yusum Eloidie, you patted me from saying the Birchas HaGoimo, why? Because you said it. Freite Gemura, it doesn't work that way. He didn't say anything, and we'll soon see what's the question. Here's the concept of Shemaya Koina. Why doesn't it apply to Agoimo? So the Mura Leitzurach to Una Basrai Umayn. But he answered after them Umayn. Umayn is a stronger missig than Shemaya Koina. Shemaya Koina, we'll soon see two reasons why it doesn't apply. If I make Agoimo for someone else, it doesn't apply the concept of Shemaya Koina, but if that person, the Choyle, the person who was a Choyle, says, Umayn, Abatus Yo. Now there's a very interesting Mugna Avrum, again, I can't say I've learned Abu Chelke Shuch Nurech, but it's very rare to find the concept of Gilgul, which is a Kabula de Kazakh, those Shtait and Shtait Shem and Zoya Kudish, but to find in Mugna Avrum is full for Naria Kudish. I know there's a bi'aluch in Ilchus Yom Kippurim regarding Mechila, I think it's a break the inyan for Gilgal. Over here there's a Mugna Avrum in Simen Raishi Tess, who brings a Chivas Maharam Mintz. Maharam Mintz was on the borderline of between the Rishonim and the Achronim, from the Esh to Esh to Achronim. Maril Maharam Mintz lived 600 years ago, who writes a Chiva, which was Nagaya for him. He had a nephew who was very not well. Maybe it was a Yusum who he brought up him at home, and he wants to know a Kutin whether he can say Hagoimai the Chayuvim Toivois Shugmulani Kol Toiv. What's his question? The Chayuvim means that he's Chayiv. He has to be a Ba'achayiv. We know that a Kutin is Lava Onshim. Oiba is Lava Onshim. Can or how can a Kutin say Hagoimai the Chayuvim Toivois? Zugdamar means maybe he could say it because of the concept of Gilgal. So though he's now only a 12-year-old, if he's a Gilgal from a Friedeke person, as Zugdamar means, the Mungavrum quotes it, as on a Friedeke Gilgal, he was a Gudel, and at Oivigvein of Epsainov in the from the Abba Mises Besen, and so there he can say Hagoyim Luchim Toibus.
So because you grow up after in Kambalchiman 13?
No. If in the Friedeke Gilgul he was 15 or 25 or 55 and at Bechal Shabbos Gvein Mushul, and nothing happened then, it could be that when he's Megilgul, even now that he's 12 years old, he will get an Oynish as if a Shtaita. One could say that's a Nishta. But Menamintz Vashtait, that although a Kutin is Nishta Ba Onshin for a Chil Shabbos that he did when he was 12, if in a Friedeke Gilgal he did it when he was 55, Ken Zahn as a Sotzach, the Rebbein Shoyim, but when
the Friedeke Gilgal. Somebody keeps pursuing the same kind of concept, that the Rebbein Shoyim makes the circumstances such in a way.
Yeah. Other Zukta Zweite Zach. We know that Ktanim Maisim Bavoin Avoisom. Yeah, that one of the methods was the Rebbein Shoyim can be manish a person is by. Danzan his children, that being named by Abba Mitzvah, the father says, Burech Shabbatrani Ma'onche Shalzeh. One of the Pshutim is that now the son is, the father is not anymore Achrui, or the son is not anymore Imzuk Damashkin for the father's Avaidus, he's got now his own accord. Oibazoi, could be that the father, and that's why the child became not well. And as es jetzt gesind geworden, sagt er so, Hagoimai lachayuvim means his father. Ja, the father, igevein achai, shigmulani koltov. Why should the son say the Hagoimu? Let the father say Hagoimu l'chiyum toivus shegemolchu or shegemlani kol toiv that you didn't die being man avayda. So that the father doesn't know. As in Chanchilus Ramins, the father doesn't know. Maybe the son became not well because of his avaydus, or maybe because the son the previous Gilgal. There's the in kenamunashuk zugin Hagoimu l'chiyum toivus. Who the chayuvim is? The Chayuvim would apply to himself, and if not, it would apply to the father. We never see such a thing. If the Tam, the Emeser Tam of Chayuvim is the father, where do we see such a thing? Is the father's Mechiv Tzibenshin? How can the son make a Brucha because the Tata is Nitzel Gevon from an Oynish that he didn't die because he's a Vaidus? Nochazach, for a child to tell, say, in public about a father, as Ez Mechiv, Mises Bezen, is a terrible lack of Derech Eretz. How can he say such a thing? And Eblat Medeim, as Hotnish Kamshat, as the child should make a Birchus Hagoyim. So I said this. It could be we say it in a plural. Yeah, but it's much less of a bezoy and say aber nacht in aber sein you then I would say a nive uvi khati khe so get to work then to get someone asks you what about kaddish is kaddish first of all we talk don't say 12 months kaddish from mishpat rishum ebi gehenen so do as a sach wie alis the shomen also about kaddish you're not dan kaddish is best of it kaddish you're not explicitly saying at the tatot gatavayla velem shnais medam and there's aibig alil in the shomer Tzibakadish Zukman, there is a Philippa Tzadikim, there is a concept that the Tzadik can go higher and higher every year. Dan Kasha Besser. On the spot, I'm answering that in the plural. Effect Yizukam Zuga Avram Batachin, Avlanachni, Vavisaini, Chutuni. Oyman Ram Min says that a child can't say Agoyman Lechayuvim, meaning the father, although he doesn't explicitly say, but one of the Pshutim would mean, Du Zukta Ofen, Avel Anachim Avasainich Tuni. Agav forget, as I get the words, and Shnagai Fadu, why does Plitz sing Nuchman Esser, Zukman, Avel Anachim Avasainich Tuni? Wie kommt das jetzt zu Aram? Okay, it's not a very good word. So Tamula person will gain Davenen. So the Yitzahara, he uses Kovet, and shiftless whenever he needs it. His kind found davening zukte webisti, bista balavaida, nechtendusugatin, a week ago, the yentsugatin, you're standing now davening father, the boy, you're ashamed of yourself, lushom, and the kim malachulasap, he can I can be alamamulukhazal. His kind found davening, as taka the wachdig said, from my premishlan, taka, a pashas chikas, shasutn vimasoil, moines is rule. Moa mitzvah zoyse moa tam yeshba, zog te rashe gzeire hi melfunai, vayne chushe sar achreya. Zog nuk na maipra mishlame. Also faa mitzvah, der boine, der sugen kimt, wer bist di, zog ich weiß nicht, ado no takarush, ja, that doesn't come now, jetzt habe ich die mitzvah. Afterwards, nuch in davon, zog te psh, hast du git gedavon, vayne chushe sar achreya. So when it comes before davening, we tell the Yitzhara, I couldn't, that doesn't come into now. The while it's on hold, yeah, mute, hold, whatever it's called. Jetzt gibt ne Shara an der Edus. Aber es gibt noch ein Davenen, so in der Chazal, der Amtsche Gnei Sagdoyle, it's not shot as if it's been dus. Noch ein Davenen, we say, Takla, am Nacht, Rabe, Seine, Ketunia. Aber fahre ein Davenen, that doesn't come in. Aber sag ich dir, Ure. Reb Kiva Eige.
Mizan has the Oynish of the father, or the Gilgal, yeah, was an Oynish where he was not Chayim Misa.
Of a zach was a misim by Shemayim to help in Chive. Reb Kiva Eige zeichen zie a Chive fin Mari Bossam. Mari Bossam was very famous. He had a Talmud a very controversial Talmud of Geis, the Moshe Chaim Letzato, the Baal Masilas Yishurim, who lived about 300 years ago. The Moshe Chaim Letzato, the Ramchal, besides the Svurim that he wrote, hat gehat a magid, was hat gelehm mit him, pfleg redden offen wegen Neshumas, and at that time, which was after Shavtze Tzviyim HaShemoy, the Gdoili Suh were very worried about what it looks like, what it will be like. The Chayim Aran and his Rebbe, the Marie Bosson, was the only good little stuck up for him. The Master, the Marie Bosson, hat pfleg off the Maram Mintz. If one would say that the Kuten Puches mi yid gemul shunem does not say hagoimel, fregt der oiva zoi, he shouldn't say hagoimel till he's 20. Why? Er doch nicht nitzel geworden für na misse wie der Udom. Ja, he wasn't in a besden, was mit dem Damm gewähne na misse. Er nitzel geworden für na misse wie der Shemaim. So though Chazal say that hagam that din that Dalad Mises Botli, of a din Dalad Mises Loi Botli, that is only means that the Rebbeinu Shloilem will find some other way vi yene banish zan, but this is a Mises V'day Shemayim, versteite, which doesn't apply till he's 20 years old. Oy bazoi, vus frekste, that one shouldn't say Hagoimu when he's less than 13. Lishitoschu, he shouldn't say Hagoimu till he's 20. Das hat man sich nicht gehet. Agav, Zukta dort nam to Santa Zach, Amos Pushet, that the Gemura, who says, Geshel is Gaia, the Kuten Shenoyle Dumme, is Oiba Kuten, is Nish Mechir Bidai Shemaim until he's 20, then a Geshel is Gaia, the Kuten Shenoyle, et Nish Zan Mechir Bidai Shemaim until he's 20 years after he's given a Geshel. So if you came a Geshel when he's 20, the first 20 years he's got, no, when they make a promotion, they give you chayes, chayes bidai Yehudom, yo, bidai Shemaim. Like that, see, no chazach, the Gemurah says, nish no ageh is a mochel no yakal of noisov. The Gemurah says, ageh is mochel no yakal of noisov, kuch is gai. The Gemurah says that a nusi, or the achusen mochel no yakal of noisov, nusi, samamus and isman, and the gedile mochel no yakal of noisov, versteigt the Marie Bosan that all of them have got 20 years grace is the word. L'choyle d'achoskimen, as someone was at chasnega before the 20, in a gevona, a ruv, or a rebbe, when he's 38, he's got v'day shemaim, till he's 58, he's got v'yimedus. I'm saying that, something that was d'achoskimen. Anyway, this is the derech agav. Eilem aizuk the Marie Bosan, as an ebreng teraya, that although maybe the matpaya shetovi chachumim, chayuvim, doesn't apply to a kuten, he can still say that lushen, that's the lushen was chazal on misakmivain, even if it doesn't apply. No chazach zukte, chayuvim doesn't mean a chayuv, can mean guilty, and it can mean indebted, yochov. Chayuvim doesn't mean guilty, it can mean a lushen fin indebted, and that a kuten, not ochet, a kuten satov. Chayuvim says indebted to the Baruch Shem, doesn't have to mean mamash a lushen. Chayiv. So the master, the boy, Gvenish Gesint, in his Yetz Gesint Gavon, he can say the word Chayiv. The Torah brings down Shale, what we said, the Gemur says that one has to make the Brucha in front of 10. Is that a Leketchila or the Semeakiv? So we Kaddish and Bochi, Mizan, Tse mention, whether this is Leketchila that we're telling you, try and make sure that you have 10 people, so Zam and Mibu Kalom, or the Semeakiv. The Torah says it's not Leketchila, the Bis Yosef, Halta, Semeakiv, and the Eved, and Bachal Tvi, the Torah, the Mas and the Mechaba, there's two dais. Whether 10 is ma'akev or not. Bring this was in a gay legava ashala. Another interesting thing was the Mung Avrum brengt from the Knesset Sagdoile, I think at the point in Kishte in Constantinople, the Meinach, fragt er, why are Nushim, why is the minig that Nushim don't make Habeches Hagoimu? Ah, yes, the Ben Zugan, because they have to have minion, and Kolkvi de Basmelech Penime, as a Nishkan Tzniyas. For a lady to stand in front of 10 people and make hagoimu, so there is a concept of tznius, but if she's a mechiv in brucha, how can that take away the chiv? Who says she has to come into the men's shield? Soll sie stein in the lady's shield, and sie soll zugen hagoimu, and the men should be able to hear it. Auch der Schale ist mit Tamme auf der Minig. Is agav, if we say that, and he understands that there has to be 10, whether standing in the lady's shield is mitzaref to minion. In the men's shield, that was one of the big nosim was in the gaigvein in Corona, when for health reasons or for legal reasons or for whatever reasons, one couldn't have 10 people in one enclosure, standing in separate gardens, in a house and in a garden, which is not one enclosure. Whether there is a concept of royin zeh zeh, that if they can see each other, whether that applies to tefillah b'tzibur, is a groyser machloikes and shteitzach. In B'Shas HaTchag, when Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of people couldn't daven a minyan only in that way, hat man machriya gewein, gewein machmim auf dem Ochet, aber der achruya gewein, am so kennen Michael zahn, on roim zeh seh. Aber tzis hazoi pushet, darf man wissen, dass sie nicht hazoi pushet. Now let's go to the Shale, whether someone can make from someone else the brucha of Agoimu. The Torah brings the mass of Rabbi Chunan Bar Datua, and Agavi says that although in the Gemara it says only Brich Rachmuna, we know that Lahalucha, a Brucha is only B'Shem Imalchus. You have to Shem Shem and Melech. So knowing the Gemara only says Brich Rachmuna, Lahalucha, if one would say it in Aramish, one would have to say Brich Rachmuna Malka. And he brings the question which we asked, why the Gemara says, why Rabbi Hida was only Yoitza by saying Umayn? Why is there not a concept of Shemay Kohen? Zuk the Rosh, as they bring the Tav Shemay Rosh, since the Talmidim are not Mechiev in this Brucha, it's Rabbi Hida the Choyle who is Mechiev, to be Yoitz Moitzi al Shemay Kohen, you have to be Mechiev B'Dova. Yeah, it's Apish Yutza Moitzi, but here, since this Brucha does not apply at all to this person, to the Talmidim, because they were the ones who were not well. So the concept of Shemaya Ka'oina does not apply. Therefore, Dafka know when the Choyle says, Umayn hata yoytze gevein. Mishtel tzi the similar Shale, Pirim, when there's a Ben Yidalad and a Ben Tesvulf. As the Choyle, a Ben Yidalad, who happens to be in Yerushalayim, but he wasn't there, he only came by day after the loss or whenever, Kenesh Moitzan and vice versa also, that although he has Bechir, the Mitzvah's Megillah, but there too, he's a Nishkan Bechir, so he had in Kashtayim Yerushalayim, the Reb Kiva Eigebrengt, and so he shit to me Gebetze, so the andere Surah. To be Yoytze with Shemaya Ka'oina, I have to use the same Matbaya, the same language, as that person. If I would say Hagoyim Chalumim Toivos Shugumolam Ni Kol Toiv, yeah, which I can't because I'm not allowed to say such a brucha, but Yenegi Kent Yoytzam. What did they say? The equivalent of Hagoyim Chalumim Toivos Shugumolai Shugumolchu Kol Toiv. Kenadachos Yoytzam and Shemay Koina. It's as if he would have said Shugumolchu and Azum Shugumolami. But the Rosh took the time is Val Enish Mechiev in the brucha. Why was it not a brucha levatula? Zok the Rosh, there is such a concept of birchas hashevach, a menschket hashevach voidur, and that even a friend of mensch who's close can zung hashevach voidur, but it's nisht mechiev als birchas agoimu. So they could say that brucha and it was not a brucha levatula. Because if it would be a brucha levatula, what a fillet can umayn och nisht geholfen. So it's like midway. It's a brucha, which is a birchas reshis. A birchas hashevach that they were allowed to say that they rebot gat harfiyah, aber sinish gevein kam birchas hachoyve that it should apply the concept of a shemaya kohena. Aber if the rebbe said umayn, ot min yoytzu remedy. Thank the b'siyosavoy bazoi. As do a minig which some men have nuchus the froen hom gat hakind. And he doesn't say befunov. The husband says him besmedish hagoyimai chalim and toivus shegumal leishti kol toiv. Lot the rosh was zukt that I'm a megzug abeches hashevach even if I'm not mechiyev. That's only the talmidim megzug after rebbe. Mega husband say for his wife. And then Shlagaba Yoitzazan, the flow, Obelote Besyosotoskim, and if she's there, and he says, Agoima Him Toiva Shigamu life, or he would say, Shaguma Leishti called Toiva, and she would answer, oh man, what the Koyotzu. Zukte, over the Rajbe, Zayn Shosazoi. The Rajbe, Drenk Ayashalmi, who asks, Lagaba our first Gemura, which we learned that Anes was in shame for Gans Klali Su, Macht Eda in a Bruche. For Anes, a private Nes, Macht Ea Bruche. But in the Gemura, the Gesis, the Referosh is not only the Yuchid, but his child and grandchild also. The Yeshalmi asked the question, in a private situation, can a Talmud make for his Rebbe or a child for his son? And the Yeshalmi in his Poishet. So the Rajbe, as er tanaye fun in ze gemude since the talmidim of rab khunan of rabbi hide made the bruche the as er is gesind geworden so the rasbe versteht that's like a bech sanes which they mean nicht habe ich sagen und so bech sanes which the talmidim made for their rabbe versteht the besyosef since in the yeshalme the question was only a son for a father or a talmid for a rab. We don't see in the Yerushalmi a concept of a Baal should make Le'ishtoi such a Brucha. Versteigt das dort in Yerushalmi, wo der Minig nicht gewähnt richtig, that a husband should say, after his wife had the birth, gave birth, Hagoimai Le'ishti oder Shigemulaich Koltoi. Sogt er... Ja, einfach noch. Sag ich, ich bin Gifre. Was ist das bis Yosef? Was kann Versteigt das noch mehr? A blue color, da wir, also ich verstehe, ich noch verstehe der Messiasen. That according to the Rashba, it's got the Sheikhs with a Ben Le'oviv and a Talmud Le'raboi. We don't see it by a Baal Le'ishtoi. So therefore, the Messiasen says, since it's not a Chiev for the husband to make, Eretn Shonei Vili Yotzan, Bess says on the Zulim. The Master, the Mechaba says, Stam, if someone, he doesn't say husband, if someone made a brucha for someone else and the other person answered, Umay is a yoitzer. The Mung Avrum says that the someone, in Ishtam, someone, it has to be a Baal or someone who's close to the person as Hosanna Bech Sasheva.
He has to be Mechav and he wants to be yoitzer.
Oh, Dushtaita Mishnah Brida, bring Taraya into Sant. That the person who said the brucha doesn't have to be mechavan. How does he know? Because when they came into the Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda and they said brich rachmuna v'yehovach lom v'yehovach lom afron, they didn't know that he's going to be yoitzer. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, ah, you made such a brucha, ben ich mi moitzer. Bring the Mishnah Briya Raif and Deim that the person who says it doesn't have to be mechavan lehoitzi, but the Mishnah Briya says the person who hears it has to hear the whole brucha and answer. And on summer. The Maas in the Mishnah Brida says that the Ketchila, one should only say Aben Le'oviv, the Talmud Le Rabbi, Nish Le Baal Le Ishta. So the Mishnah Brida, the Maas in Machmur Kadav. What's Yichon Gatan at these two things? First of all, if he wants to be Moitzi, his Bnei Ba'ayis, she would have to be Oy Mezuk Taz Asur Az Ma'akiv, but Zigdavtu Matziref fin Asura, and we would have to rely on the concept as if she can see down into the Menashil, then she, and that would be considered Asura. Then we also can. Aber ich habe getan noch eine Sache. Whether she had the Aluche from the Baltfiller? No, no, I have the Aluche.
Then they would have to see her, because
that
she's the Machiav for the
Brucha. Okay, and there's a Shabbos, not a Smedish, but a Mitnah, if it's the end, it's highly, and like, I got a Tzavet, and what is it, the Hand, 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 the So the way she did that, from the hand of the Rashi, we have Mashiach. It was up to wait, as when the Rashi, the Babel, what gewiss, and the Amish, the Rebbe, had noch vorhanden davenen, he wouldn't have allowed them in. Oh, jetzt noch, also, right, ich gehe.